trial, and a retired detective has told the High Court that no consideration was given to asking Ian Bailey to give a voluntary interview instead of being arrested. Vivian Traynor has been covering this. She joins us now. Vivian, what's the latest?
Yes, we've been hearing from a retired detective, Garda Dennis Harrington, who is still under cross-examination this morning. He was asked about a procedure where somebody might be asked to give a voluntary statement or come to a Garda station and give a voluntary statement, and he accepted that often happened, but he said in this case no consideration was given to asking Ian Bailey to do that rather than arresting him. He said the reason for that was because Mr. Bailey had already spoken to Garthy a number of times in connection with the murder of Sophie Toscan de Plantier. He was cross-examined by counsel for Mr. Bailey, Ronan Munro, who asked about whether or not it was normal procedure or were there any rules around whether or not a prisoner should be handcuffed after their arrest. And he said it was normal procedure, but he did agree that not all prisoners are handcuffed. It was put to him that there were some rules around it. And he said he wasn't surprised that Ian Bailey was handcuffed, but he didn't think it was entirely necessary. He was asked in particular then about the atmosphere in the car during the arrest, and he said he would not describe it as being tense. Yesterday he said he would not describe it as being courteous, but today he said it was. He said that nobody had threatened Mr. Bailey. He hadn't seen anybody prod Mr. Bailey with their finger, and he hadn't heard anybody say to Mr. Bailey, as had been alleged earlier in this case, that he would be found dead in a ditch if they couldn't pin this one on him. He said nobody said that in his presence.
We gather there's quite a few witnesses for the defence. Is there a final number on that, or any idea how long the remainder of this case will take, Vivian?
It's expected to take several weeks more. There have been many, many allegations made during the first 9 weeks of evidence in this trial, and presumably the state will want to call as many witnesses as possible to give their case, their answer to those allegations. We've already heard now from a second witness for the defence, a key witness who is also a retired detective Garda, John Paul Culligan. He was the Garda who arrested Ian Bailey, and he is now under cross-examination. In his direct evidence briefly this morning, he said that there were a number of reasons for Mr. Bailey's arrest, and he listed those. He said it was because Mr. Bailey couldn't account properly for his movements around the time of the murder. He'd scratches on his hands, he'd a history of violence towards his partner, and that he believed that he had information that Mr. Bailey had been telling locals that he had committed the murder. He also said that nothing untoward happened during Mr. Bailey's detention, and he's now under cross-examination.
Vivian, thanks for that. Vivian Traynor there at the High Court. Next to